following is an exclusive of PCU Radio and MadhouseLive.com.
Thank you for being so excited, everybody. Thank you all for being so excited. No, thank you, really. Seriously, no. You're too kind. Thank you. How y'all doing tonight? Carlito here. And I'm going to do a show. It's 10:16 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Thursday, June the 8th. And I am here, broadcasting out of Florida, by myself tonight. I have no co-host next to me tonight. So bear with me. Man, I'm sorry I'm late, but I was listening to the Artie roast on Howard Stern, on Howard 100. Very good. Very good roast. Very funny. Colin Quinn was very funny on it, so for those of you who do not have Sirius Radio, you missed out. You'll be sure to get that one day. Man, I don't know. We have 34 listeners right now. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for being with me tonight. And you want to be sure to join us in the chat room if you are not in there already. You can head on to PCUradio.com. You can also go to MadhouseLive.com. MadhouseLive.com is the homepage for this show. Right. Now, if you also want to join us on the toll-free line will be open later on today. Not right now. Don't try calling it because it's not up. And if you try, I'm going to get very pissed off. And I'll leave it off permanently. Whatever. The toll-free line is 1-888-278-8509. Again, our toll-free line, you can call us anywhere in the United States, even Canada. I have a lot of Canadian fans. 1-888-278-8509. That toll-free line will be open later on for everybody to use. Everybody call in tonight. Now, if you're using AOL Instant Messenger, you want to get a hold of me, Madhouse Radio. Again, that's Madhouse Radio. And we're back. I don't know. Are we back? Can someone tell me? If you're in the chat room, go ahead and tell me if we're back yet or not. Or if you're on AOL. You know, fuck it. I don't even know how far I got into my whole introduction. Because the fucking stream died. Fucking great. Unfucking believable. Unfucking believable is all I have to say. Don't get me started on this shit because I'm tired of the drama and I'm tired of the bullshit that goes on in PCU. And I'm tired of all the wah-wah, we're gonna cancel the stream, and I'm not gonna do a show, and I don't like the way you said this, and I gotta ban you from the chat room for that. And blah, blah, blah. I'll tell you what, it is so fucking disheartening, and it's so fucking boring after a while, that I'm fucking sick and tired of it, alright? That's what I have to say about that. Let me let that out. Since I'm here by myself tonight, let me just let something off my chest about PCU. And how sick and tired I am that every month I gotta worry that somebody's gonna get their period who's related to the host or something like that in PCU. Someone's gonna get their fucking period or be going through PMS, getting their monthly. Someone out there is. And whatever. It's just, whatever. Let things happen as they may. I don't know if I'm gonna do a show next week. Okay? I don't know if I'm gonna be here next week. I don't even fucking know. I can't get a straight answer from KDK about what's gonna happen with PCU. So I don't know what to tell you people tonight. I don't know if I can just tell you, hey, we're going to be back next week. Or, hey, listen to my own personal stream. Or, hey, catch me on some other stream. Because I can't make plans. Because obviously, I just have to sit here in limbo while other people decide what's going to happen with this stream. While KDK decides if he's going to sponsor it and run a rotation. And while Lego figures out if he's going to keep it going on his own end with his own rotation. So, I wish I had something to tell you all. I wish I had something to tell you all about what's going on with my show. But I don't. I wouldn't do my fans wrong like that. I wouldn't do the people who listen to my show on a weekly basis like that. But I have no choice. So, be sure to keep in touch with me at madhouselive.com, because any announcements are going to come through there. Or go to pcuradio.com if you want. If you really want to do that, you can go ahead and do that too. And, yeah. I'll keep you guys as posted as I can. Matter of fact, everybody, if I am gone next week, since I don't have a straight answer whether or not I'm going to be here next week, everybody go to, in the event that I can't be on this station, this stream that you're listening to right now, be sure to bookmark pcu.audio-stream.com. And that way, that's my personal stream. And about 20 of you will be able to hear it. But I've received offers from people who can give me 20 slots here and 20 slots there and 15 slots here. So I'm thinking, in worst case comes to worst, I'll make a webpage with a bunch of different places where you might be able to get a spot and listen to my show. Worst comes to worst, that's it. And best case scenario, then we don't have to worry about it. But whatever. Excuse me a minute. What did I say? Okay. Let me go into the chat room and see what people are saying. No more Zarqawi, who's poop, tells me that the stream didn't die for him. Well, my stream stayed up. Mine did. The PCU stream went down, but mine didn't go down. Man says, right at the start of the show, music is when I got cut off. Right when we heard your voice, it got cut off. So all the shit I said at the beginning of the show was all for nothing because the PCU stream went down. Okay. Understood. Thank you, everybody, for sharing that with me. I sat here for about 3 minutes and talked shit for nothing. Anyway. We got tons of numbers in the chat room from Lonesome Loser, who is a very good person, well, he's a good person, too. But he's a good source for numbers for us to call and prank call. Let me throw some out here for y'all to listen to, and you let me know on your end of what you want me to call. We got a restaurant, apparently, an Indian restaurant, possibly, Yak and Yeti. This is in Colorado. It is 8:24 p.m. there, so we'd have to call that pretty soon. We got a location called Hell's Kitchen in New York. We have the Simpson Dairy Bar. This year, I would like to call tonight the Sesame Street Lounge in Tennessee. A black guy answered at 9:02. A black guy answered at 9:02 p.m. at the Sesame Street Lounge in Tennessee. Only in America. Han Phuc Jewelry Store. We got a few Vietnamese here. Dak Phuc Restaurant. Phuc and Duong. We got the King Kong Barbecue Restaurant. We got a restaurant also named as Monkey King. We've got the Dirty Dog Tavern. We got Uncle Tom's Cabin. Uncle Tom's Cabin. Uncle Tom's Broasted Chicken and Pizza. This is in Arizona. Uncle Tom's Broasted Chicken and Pizza. Okay. Uncle Tom, if you didn't know, I guess what? That's the name for a sellout black guy, and it's a book and a movie. Check it out. Required reading here in Florida in our Cracker Jack high school system. We also have a Stinky Trash Guy, Stinky Butts Graphics, Mighty Mouse Internet Cafe. We got a few Walmarts's. We got a few TGI Fridays's. We got a few Wendy's's. We got three Circle K's. Three Circle K's, that's KKK. From Lonesome Loser with this subliminal racist comments. He's a white supremacist, everybody. Lonesome Loser. Good man, though. Good man. I don't mind it. Ooh, a Curves. Curves is those that women-only gym. I don't think that's fair. I don't think women should have their own damn gym. Men can't have their own damn gym unless they're gay. Straight men can't have their own gym. Because if they do, then they're gay, right? We have the YMCA. And women are allowed on the YMCA. Apparently, I found out last weekend there's a YWCA. Huh? A YWCA, a young women's Christian Association, whatever. But apparently men can't join that. But seriously, guys, check out that book, Uncle Tom's Cabin. Good book. People asking when can they call in, give me a second, Jupe's asking, can we still use your stream, like, next week? Yeah, sure, you can use my stream tonight, you can use it next week, whenever you want to, homeboy. Dirk McGurk states, hey, I was wondering if you could prank this old pervert that lives a few blocks next to me. He's a registered sex offender and everything, and even tried to pick up some kids from my school a while ago. Nice. His number is blah. At first, he'll probably deny it, but he's gonna get really mad and start screaming. It's hilarious. Here's some dirt to make him even funnier. And I've got dirt. Well, thanks, Dirk McGurk, for the dirt. We'll probably call him in a little bit. No more Zarqawi, who's, I guess he's celebrating the death of Zarqawi, who was the leader of Al-Qaeda in Iraq. In Iraq, apparently about 20 hours ago, he got bombed. USA. What was my fucking voice here? So anyway. Okay.
We've got Dr. Lego on the line. Dr. Lego, say hi.
Hi, how are you?
Alright, how you doing?
Breathing, got a pulse.
Alright, so what brings you...
Winter is a plant.
Okay, what?
I gotta tell you something.
Yes.
Kim fucking sucked my cock today, she was like a fucking hooker on crack. It was unbelievable.
Okay.
I mean, I wanted to share that with you, because it was, you know... It was pretty, like, I was like, damn, what the fuck drugs were you taking?
So your dick was on crack today.
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know what you feel.
So listen, man, you know, what are you getting all, like, fucking, emotional and shit?
I'm getting emotional, just letting some steam off. That's all it is, man. I got a right to do that if I want.
Yeah, it's your show. You can do that. But I'm just saying, man, I never said I'm taking the stream down.
Oh, that's good. Good news.
Yeah, no, dude, if KDK wants to fucking close shop, that's up to KDK.
So we're going to have a rotation on or what? This is going to be a dead stream during the day.
Yeah, I mean, dude, I'm going to need some help from people, but dude, this stream will not be dead. I'll fucking kick up a box and make a rotation.
We're going to do something, man. If I had I could just, you know, if I could do it, I could. I need another computer.
You know what? I could do it. I don't mind doing it. I just need... material, because, you know, I need people to help me compile material, but, you know, I'll be honest, I don't think KDK is going to do that. I think he's just, you know, he's a little fucking freaked, you know, right now, because, you know, I guess, you know, it's the summertime, and not as many people might be listening right now. People, you know, go away, and this and that, you know, this finals coming up. I mean, whatever it is, whatever people are doing, they're doing. So, what, you know, why is he freaking out, dude? And why are you freaking out? Don't be freaking out. It's all good.
I don't know. It felt good. Felt good to do it. Felt good to say it. Lego. I can't say anything else.
That was you?
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, I just felt kind of bad, so I had to call in and tell you that. I'm not going to stay on and, like, fuck up your show. I just...
No, you're not fucking up anything, man.
I just wanted to let everybody out there know that I have no intention of ending the stream.
Well, very good. That's very important of you to say. It's very needed right now. Would you like to do a prank call, or do you not care to do that?
I don't know. What do you want? Who do you want to call?
Let's see. Curves. Do you have Curves up there in New York, man? Do you know what a Curves is?
Curves, like, it's like a fat woman's gym?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it's fucked up that they get their own gym, you know? I was just bitching about that a second ago.
Oh. All right. Let's do it.
All right, let's do that.
What's the premise of the prank?
Okay, try to get in. And then accuse her, you know? Accuser shenanigans. Like, what the hell, you know?
Okay.
What do you think she is? That's what you're going to do. All right, okay. Hang on, everybody. Lego with a prank. Yay. As you call them, they call you when they need some trees for the blood, the cheese for the front. Okay. You want to call Uncle Tom's Cabin?
Okay. The person you are calling is not answering. Please try your call again later. 87-4.
All right.
Hang on. Please enter the number
here we go.
You wish to call.
Oh, Don.
Hey, how you doing?
Is who?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good. What's up?
This is Fat Albert.
Okay.
I just ate some Uncle Tom's. It didn't taste that good.
Okay,
I ate your book. I bought you a book to make some recipes.
Oh, actually, I can help you, man.
It was about some sellout nigga.
Uh-huh.
I don't play no more. Fat Albert don't play.
That sounds good.
Yo, I'm gonna go down and eat all your food.
Dude.
Yes.
What happened?
I don't know. Come on, go ahead. It sucked. Go ahead, Lego. Say it.
I don't think it sucked. I thought I was doing the prank.
All right. Oh,
please enter the number you wish to call.
You kind of just, like, fucking, like, you know, like, walk right over.
That's how I roll. Hang on, I'll give you the other Uncle Tom's cabin. How's that? Humor always
escaped me. Minute.
The most powerful, the most mysterious monarch in all the world. Guarded by a fighting. Alright, what are you saying now, Lego?
I said the rain in Spain.
Mm-hmm. Falls mainly in the plane.
Is gay.
I'm sorry I'm bringing you down, man. It's a bad show.
Apologize. No, you're not. You're not bringing me down at all, man. You know, after last night, I can understand.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Did you ever call KDK back last night? I fell asleep after I called him again. I was like, whatever.
I give KDK the finger. I didn't fucking call him.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I did. I don't even know.
You did something, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. I was so upset that I was going to fuck him in the ass, and I didn't.
Really? You just got out of the mood?
Yeah, I just fucking couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah. Sorry to hear that, man.
1 meg ohm. You know how to read resistors?
I'm learning, actually, yeah.
What color is, like the black and the brown? And I can't understand.
I couldn't tell you. I wouldn't know. I don't know. My inventory of that stuff, that's about it.
I need a 1 meg ohm.
What's this for?
You'd think they'd fucking tell you, these cocksuckers. I'm building a distortion pedal for my guitar.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
And people gotta fucking tell me what the right shit is here.
Yeah. Everybody's a critic.
Hey, whoa, ho, ho, it's magic, you know?
Yeah, buddy. Alright, well, hey, I'm gonna move on, Lego. Unless you, I mean.
I'm not good, and I'm fucking up the show.
I fucked up the show. The phone's not working. What can I do?
I don't know. I'm gonna listen to you, though. I'm out here listening.
All right. Well, thanks, Lego man. Appreciate
all right. If I get inspired, I'll call back.
All right. Tell a friend or two, okay?
M3.
All right. Thanks.
Bye.
Dr. Lego, everybody. Dr. Lego. I don't know what's wrong with the phone. I don't know. Maybe it's just my mood. Maybe that's what the problem is. But it's not working that good. This goes up for Poop in the chat room. For some reason, he loves hearing racist music, and he sent this to me to play tonight. So we'll do that while I make the next prank call. Hang on, everybody. I like sugar and I like tea, but I don't like niggers. No, sir.
Uncle Tom's Rusty Chicken.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing all right.
Hey, this is Albert.
How you doing, Albert?
Good. What's your biggest bucket of chicken?
Depends on the type of chicken you're looking for. You looking for regular chicken or wings?
No, I want regular big drumsticks.
Well, we got a 48-piece chicken, which is like, what, 4 chickens?
Yeah. Can I get just drumsticks with that? They're the easiest to eat.
No, actually, it's whole chickens.
I strip them in one bite. All you got is one whole chickens?
We do whole chickens, yeah.
Hey, I like that idea. Can I come down and get the 48-piece?
Come on down.
Hey, that's great. I don't play no more.
All right, thank you.
And I'm not playing with you.
Okay.
Don't make me play down there.
Okay.
I'll play with the chicken in front of everybody. I'm making tap
hold
dance.
Hold on a second here. Yeah. Hello.
How you doing, officer?
How are you, sir?
Hey, I make the naked chickens dance on top of the counter, and I make them do the kicks.
Okay.
Then I stuff them with the giblets. I give them the giblets, you know what I mean?
Okay, buddy, what do you want us to do?
Hey, 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 come on. Let's do the giblet tonight.
I haven't got no giblets.
Well, I'm going to give you some.
Is this a legitimate phone call, sir?
Yeah, I have my giblets ready for your chicken. Did you pluck all your feathers out this morning?
That was kind of funny. Yeah, kind of disturbing. Imagining Fat Albert making naked chickens dance. Nunu has sent me, and you know, Nunu's got a big fucking mouth on him too. He's a fucking little bastard sometimes. Get a little tired of Nunu's attitude. Knock it off. Poop in the chat room has sent in several numbers tonight, as usual. Excuse me, as usual, under the guise that he has tonight, no more Zarqawi. What has he sent exactly? Raymond and Sherry and Magalano, Alagunda Kike, Faradego, Doto, I don't know, whatever. Some kid named Bobby who's a dumb chink, he says. And a Nigger Mart? There's no Nigger Mart, man. That's fake. He says there's a Nigger Mart in Elizabethton, Tennessee. My ass, that's Nigger Mart, man. There's no such thing as a Nigger Mart. No one would ever make a business called Nigger Mart. I don't care if it's Tennessee or what. Anyway. Nunu is really wanting me to call some retirement home. You know what? Fuck Nunu. I'm gonna fuck you up your ass. Don't listen anymore. You're gonna be an asshole. Saigon is telling me to do something that I don't want to do. So we're gonna close this window off because I don't listen to Saigon. Fuck Saigon. And again, Pooh reiterates, yeah, there is. Type in nigger. Okay. Whatever you say. It's all fake. All fake, baby. What else do we have for Lonesome Loser? We got Walmart. We tried the curves. Didn't work. We got TGA Fridays. Wendy's. Circle K. What do I do? Who do I call? Okay, let's call the King Kong Barbecue Restaurant. Oh, Jesus God. Let's call the King Kong Barbecue Restaurant. And this is in Oakland, California. And there's some Asian guy working the grill tonight there, apparently. We'll be right back after this.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, hi. This is the King Kong Restaurant.
What do you want?
I want a King Kong Restaurant, please.
Yeah, this is the King Kong Restaurant. What do you want?
I
want
to make an order, please.
Huh?
Why are you yelling so loud, stupid?
Yeah, this the kitchen is loud. What do you want?
Why are you yelling at me? I haven't even placed my order yet, man. Why you yell?
You want to order the food?
Would you calm down? Just slow it down, okay? Slow down. Take it easy. Can you walk away or something from the loud noise? Or you're yelling at me and you're making me nervous, okay?
Yeah, what do you want?
I want two orders of chicken.
Huh?
I want two chickens.
What kind of chicken you want?
Barbecue chicken? What do you think?
Barbecue chicken?
Yes.
We don't have a barbecue chicken.
What do you have?
We had the steamed chicken.
Steamed chicken?
Mm-hmm.
You steam a chicken?
Yeah.
What are you, stupid? What does that taste like?
The steamed chicken, you know, like with the ginger.
You put ginger? That's not barbecue, man.
Yeah, I know. I say today is, we don't have the barbecue chicken today. It's all gone.
I don't want, it's all gone.
Uh-huh.
Well, can't you make me some? Don't you have any barbecue sauce?
Oh, no. We don't have some more. No chicken. No barbecue chicken.
Give me the barbecue sauce only. I just want to drink it.
Oh, you want drink it? We don't have that now.
The barbecue sauce.
Yeah, we don't have barbecue sauce.
Oh, come on. You have some in the cooler. I know you do. Come on.
We have the soy sauce. We don't have a barbecue sauce. I don't know what kind of barbecue sauce you want. When you want it, you just come in and see what kind of food you, and then you take it out, okay?
What do you do with the dripping from the chicken?
I don't understand too many.
What
I'm
do you
speak Chinese? Sorry, sir.
Okay, chicken make an oven drip oil, right?
I don't know. You can you come in to take a see the food and then what do you want and just let me know like that?
Can you leave? If I go down, I don't want to see you down there. If I go down there, because you make me upset. You're yelling at me. You're very rude. Bad person. Bad. You understand bad?
I don't know. Sorry.
You don't understand bad?
I don't understand.
You're from China?
Yeah, I'm from China.
Where are you from? In China.
I'm from China, yeah.
Where in China? What city? What city?
I don't know what city.
You don't know what city you're from?
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you have a mother?
Excuse me, what kind of food you want?
Where's your mother at?
Oh, no, I don't understand. You want the food, you just come in. Sorry, I'm cut down because I have customers here.
Okay. Go to the Can I go to the bathroom? Okay. Whatever, man. I don't understand why that guy is so weird and why he has to yell when he talks. I don't understand, everybody. I really don't fucking understand that. Why do people yell? Why do people live their life yelling? Like I was earlier. Okay.
Please enter the number you wish to call.
I'll do that. It's called Monkey King.
Well, that didn't work, but that sucks. Okay. Moving right along. What else can we do? I can turn on the toll-free line so people can call. I can turn on the toll-free line so people can call. The toll-free line is 1-888-278-8509. Again, the toll-free line here to reach me, not us, because my co-host, actually, I have an announcement to make. Andy is not going to be leaving until August or something like that. He's going to be back next week. It didn't work out for him up there. He's going to go to a school that's closer, and he's just visiting family for the week, so Andy will be back next week. Earth Duck says, call Andy in Illinois. You know, I don't have his number, and he said he was going to call in, but I think I forgot to give him the toll-free number to call. So that really sucks, unless he gets internet access. He might be trying right now, and the phone's fucking busy. Holy shit. Let me turn that back on then. Again, the toll-free line is 1-888-278-8509, and that will be available soon. Now, if you're using AOL Instant Messenger, you can reach me at Madhouse Radio. Again, AOL Instant Messenger users, Madhouse Radio. If you're using Yahoo Messenger, you want to hit me up at Madhouse PCU Radio. Again, that's Madhouse PCU Radio. The homepage for the show is madhouselive.com. Also, be sure to listen to PCUradio.com. You can join our chat room on both of those. PCUradio.com, MadhouseLive.com. Join our chat room, why don't you? Talk to the very good fans that I have. The toll-free line is now officially open. The lines are now open, everybody. So call in. And if you'd like to email me, if you don't have access to a messaging shit thing. Look at that. 2 seconds and it's already fucking... I'm under pressure again. What do I do with the phone? There we go.
Good evening. You're in the madhouse. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is the monotone motherfucker. I was just calling in to say, hey, Carlito.
Hey, man. How are you doing tonight?
What the fuck's up, man?
Nothing, man. I'm just here clowning.
I agree with you, and I agree with Lego.
Yeah.
But,
what did Lego say? Because honestly, I wasn't paying attention when he was calling.
Do what?
I wasn't paying attention much to Lego when he was calling. I was doing like something in the background. That's why I sounded so out of it and nonchalant when he was trying to talk to me. I was trying to pay attention. It's not that I didn't want to pay attention, but something really serious is going on with the stream, and I had to fix it before I got kicked out. So.
Yeah, I noticed you lost it earlier too.
Yeah, I did, and that really pissed me off because I had a good sounding intro and everything, and sure enough, that happens.
Yeah,
it just
pretty tight.
Yeah. So, yeah, man.
There you go. Once
yes.
For all time.
All right.
next. All right, my turn. Hang on here. I don't have a Bondo, but this will do.
Cool. Right. This Andy's not going to win.
Yeah. Yeah, he'll be back tomorrow, man. Oh, I got to turn the mic down. Yeah, man. Yeah, Andy's not going to be doing the trucker school, so he's going to be back next week. Isn't that great?
Mother trucker.
Mother trucker, yeah. I don't know if I should drop his story, but I think I will. Matter of fact, what happened with him? The truth is, he checked the place out right before he left, and they had like 40-some complaints with the Better Business Bureau and shit like that. It was like a scam school, so he decided he opted not to go up there, apparently. That's what happened, so good for him. He didn't
complain.
Yeah, and he said last week, he said a lot of these places are scams, so apparently that's what the shit was, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so he's going to go up and visit his family. He'll be back, so that's great.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
But, fuck a scam. I got caught up in one of those. My cousin hooked me up with them.
Yeah?
It was like, I don't know exactly what they did still to the day, but I was up there for like an orientation, and they were like, we need $250 for your licensing fee.
Oh, bullshit.
I'm like, all right, fuck you.
Yeah, see exactly.
Later. You know, what licensing fee? I don't even know what you're selling.
Man, you know what pisses me off? I get, like, when I was unemployed recently and shit, you go to these interviews sometimes, man, you get there and they're like, I honestly went to one where this guy seriously wanted us to sell imposter cologne and perfume in businesses, like actually going to businesses and the people like working at the regular job in an office, going in there and trying to sell them stuff while they're working. I'm like, man, you're fucking crazy. And like, it's like, yeah, and you know, all it takes is $100, and if you make it your first 6 weeks and you get enough sales, you get your own office. I'm like, man, fuck you. Yeah, what's bullshit.
Was he black? Yeah.
No, it was he was a wigger, I would say.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and he had some other girl who was, like, the office manager. Not even, she was, like, a secretary. And she was like, a regular white girl.
Sounds a little niggerish to me.
It does. I went there, and they were listening to the Urban Station on the radio when I was filling out the resume, and that kind of threw me off right there. Honestly, that right there kind of threw me off.
Yeah, there goes the D2 sign in the interview.
Yeah, well, honestly, I swear to God, I sat down, and this other girl sat down next to me. You know, she came in right after me, and she's like, fuck, they had this boombox playing, like, the rap station. Nothing wrong, I listen to rap music, but very loud. And she turned it down. She's like, I'm going to turn this down because I can't fill this out. I can't hear myself think. And then the woman got mad at her and told her to go ahead and leave. I was like, okay. It was like, she came out, she turned it back up. I was like, okay. totally unprofessional, but I digress. I work in an unprofessional environment right now myself.
You know that Mad Hatter dude that you called Monday?
Yeah, that was a trip.
I called him, like, I guess it was last night, and I told him I was pushing myself across the country in a wheelchair. And I found his number in High Times,
uh-huh.
Top 100. And he's like, wow, I'm kind of semi-famous then, huh? I had him going on that, and then I told him I was coming through town where he lived, if he could hook me up with some weed.
Yeah?
And he was like, no, but my friends could.
Oh, shit, are you serious?
Yeah.
What a fucking dork, man. That's funny. He's weird, man.
I had him for 26 minutes, man.
Is that like some kind of gaming clan he's in that's called that, or does he really think he's a zombie hunter or something?
He really thinks he's a zombie killer, I think.
Wow.
Because he was all, I was like, well, what the hell you do? Zombie killer. Okay.
Okay.
Too much acid for you.
Reading a lot of comic books, that guy is. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I think they play D&D.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay.
Him and his buddies.
Yeah, so this character's probably a something like that. Whatever.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Freak.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a group of them here at the university they go to. When I first started going, they would meet every Wednesday. They had their own little club. Like 30 of them out there, all dressed in black with capes and stuff on. It was just the weirdest thing, man. They're like sitting there, like, it's like, you know, a 4-year university, it's an accredited university. And they're these, you know, they're like, I'm like, what the hell, man? I mean, weird stuff, man. Dungeons and Dragons is weird, yeah. Whole role playing game stuff, it's just so weird. You remember that vampire shit that came out? Do you remember that? when I was in high school, when I was leaving high school, when I was about to graduate, that came, that became big, like Vampire the Gathering. I didn't understand, but there was that, and there was something else too. Wasn't there some werewolf? I don't know.
Oh, there's a couple of them I remember.
Yeah. Yeah, that vampire one is weird. Like all the Marilyn Manson kids were like liking that shit. So anyway, how's the old lady doing, man?
She's alright. She's sitting here listening on headphones.
All right, good. Well, tell her I said what's up. She's probably listening anyway, so.
Yeah.
Just curious, yeah. Great. All right. All right, man. Well, thanks for checking in. I'll tell Andy you said hi.
No problem, man.
All right.
Yeah, be safe.
All right, man. We'll catch you next week.
Sometime.
All right, man. Later.
Later.
Bye.
And that is Cloned Homegrown, the one and only, from, oh, shit, either Dallas or Houston. I think it's Dallas. I don't know, whatever. Thank you for calling in. And his line is now open. You can join us at 1-888-278-8509. Again, the toll-free line is 1-888-278-8509. Lonesome Loser has sent in some more numbers. We got Dragon Slayers Limited, Flintstone Portable Mini Storage in Powers, Oregon. Something sets me off about that name Oregon. I hate that. I would hate to live in a state with the name Oregon. It's just sick. It's not natural, man. I don't get it. Why you'd want to live in a place called... It's too close to Oregon. My organs. So perverted sounding. My organs, everybody. Well, we could try a Walmart. The Mighty Mouse. Okay. Let's call the Mighty Mouse Internet Cafe. Hey, Lonesome Loser, real quick, a call out to you. If you can try to get me the number for our Dunkin' Donuts guy in Michigan, real quick, I'd like to try to give him a call. I don't want him to catch us slipping like he did last week. I hope you're listening. If not, I'll send you a message. We'll be right back with the next prank call tonight, everybody.
Hello?
Yeah, is this Dragon Slayers?
No, he doesn't live here anymore.
Who is this? Who was the Dragon Slayer, man? Hello?
Who is this?
Dude, who was the Dragon Slayer, man?
Hold on, please. Andy?
Hello?
Andy?
Yeah?
Andy, what's up, man? It's Walter.
Walter who?
Yeah, dude, I'm looking for the Dragon Slayer, man. I need a Dragon Slayer. I got your card. It says Dragon Slayers Limited. Dude, I totally need a Dragon Slayer.
Huh, where'd you get the card at?
I got it over here. It was on the third stall at the Burger King.
Really? The Burger King's closed.
Well, no, I got it earlier, dude.
It's been closed for like 3 years.
No, not the one here in town, man. The one in Portland.
The one in Portland, huh?
Yes.
Well, I've never been to Portland, so I don't know how you got my card.
Well, someone's been spreading the word. Maybe it's just fate, but dude, I need a Dragon Slayer.
Huh, well, yeah, I have no information about Dragon Slayers, so I don't know what to tell you.
Well, I'll pay you all the money you need, dude, and provide whatever you want, but we totally gotta get rid of this dragon, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, this Komodo dragon, man. The feds are after me for it, man. We gotta take him out.
Really?
Yeah, man. The feds are on their way now. They said something about animal cruelty.
Really?
Yeah, I gotta get rid of this Komodo dragon, dude. Come on.
Huh.
Dude, slay him. Dude, totally slay him.
So how'd you get this number?
Do you use daggers or what exactly?
Well, I know what you're doing, but I'd appreciate it if you don't call her again.
Dude, come on. Just kill the dragon, man.
All right. Thanks for not calling her again.
I will. Don't let me get...
Well, I hope not.
Don't let me get my friend Eddie to call you, man. They say he looks a lot like me with dark hair and dark skin.
All right. Well, appreciate it if you don't call her again.
Well, dude, it's got this $5 off coupon, man. It's written on the back with magic marker.
Okay, whatever that was. Apparently I did lose a connection to the chat room. Not to the chat room. I lost connection to the PCU stream. So let me reconnect that. Just one moment. Yeah, well, okay. And we're back. Great. I don't know how much of that call actually went out, but apparently I lost the stream and the middle of that, and that sucks. Sorry, everybody. I don't know if you got to hear all that. Madman's asking if I already finished. No, I'm back on the stream now. I think I am, but, yeah. Molson Loser has sent me the number for the Dunkin' Donuts of the crazy Arab guy. That really sucks. I wonder how much of that call y'all got to hear. It was pretty good, actually. It wasn't that bad. I don't know. In the chat room, at least tell me how far it got. Appreciate it. Thanks. Love you guys for everything you do. Yeah. Okay. So apparently, yeah, the PCU stream has gone down twice tonight. Maybe KDK, you can take a look at that, or Lego or something like that, if you're listening, huh? Why not be pals and take a look at that and see who it is that's causing that tonight? That'd be interesting to find out. Jerky murky! Anyway. So the toll-free line is open, 1-888-278-8509, and I'm going to call the Dunkin' Donuts in Michigan. Famous guy here in the madhouse. We'll be right back with that.
What happened?
Power went out.
Oh, you had a power shit.
Yeah, I had ThinkTech on the line, and power went out. I was just sitting there, like, in a complete darkness. I was like, dude, the power just went out. I was like, really? I was like, yeah. So I had to, wait
you,
got, for
you must have been getting power surges before when you got cut off. There's nothing wrong with the server.
I don't think there is. I don't think so.
I think it's the Orlando Power Authority or some shit.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. It doesn't look like it's storming. It's just probably something. I don't know. Last week I got cut off because the internet went down, and I lost like 10 listeners in that whole bullshit. This sucks, man. Wow, I got 23 listeners on PCU. Thanks, everybody.
I hate that.
Yeah, it sucks. It sucks. I was grooving. But what can you do, man? What can you do?
Hey, it's only going to get better.
Yeah, I guess so.
All right. Well, I just want to make sure you're all right, because, you know, it's like you fucking weren't, you were, like, gone, and I'm sitting here building a fuzz box, and I figured out the resistor problem.
Oh, you did? Good.
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad that worked out. What are you using, the brown one?
Brown 25.
25 amp?
Yeah, 25K, bro. What are you talking amps?
I don't know.
The resistor. Resistor, man. Resistors is not amp. It's K. K.
K's, all right.
All right, then you know what your fucking capacitors are, microfarads. Do you know that?
I do know that.
Okay, good. You ever take a resistor and plug it into a light socket?
No, can't say I have. What's it
do?
Yeah,
it's fun, man. They fucking explode. It's cool.
Nice.
All right, so I'm glad you're back. I just wanted to make sure you're all right.
So yes, thank you for being concerned. Thank you for having me,
well,
Lego.
No, it's all right, man. All right, so fucking go out, man. Fucking prank the world. Do your thing.
Pranktheworld.com.
Something like that.
Is it .net? Is that what it is?
It's KimsTits.com.
I just lost the stream again, dude.
Come on.
I did. I seriously did.
What's going on?
I don't know. I just lost the stream again. I can't even connect to it to the
your cable
page.
Company crapping out?
No, I'm fine. Everything's connected. I got the laptop and that. Everything's connected. Let me try it again here. I don't know what the fuck's
going on. That's weird. You want me to restart the server?
I think it's all right. I don't know. I might just wrap it up soon, I guess. If it's not working, I don't know. We'll see what happens.
All right, dude.
All right. Well, thanks, man. Thanks for calling, dude. Bye.
You got it.
There.
Hey, that was a reserved call from Dr. Lego. Dr. Lego checking in to see what was wrong. Yeah, I had a power outage. Sorry, everybody. Don't know how much of that y'all heard. But, yeah, I keep getting kicked off the PCU stream. My stream is fine. It's not getting kicked out, but the PCU stream keeps kicking off, so I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do, man. It's like it's ending already early. Already ending early. All my listeners are gone. Man, That's just fucking great. A call out to Lonesome Loser, dude, if you're out there. I need the numbers that you sent me tonight. Need the numbers because I lost them in the process of losing my power. So, there it is. Hopefully we can stay on the stream tonight. I don't know if it's going to happen. It might just lose again. If it goes out again, I'm going to end the show. I'm not even going to try to come back on. We'll either come on tomorrow. I should say I will either come on tomorrow or Saturday or Sunday or something like that. We shall see. So everybody relax. Do not panic. Let's play some music.
Columbia, this is...
There we go. Okay, well, when Lonesome Loser gets back to us, there we go. The numbers are coming in. Yay, Humpy's Great Alaskan Ale House. Nice. Applebee's Neighborhood Grill and Bar, Coon Rapids. Oh, we called that place not long. We called that place on Monday. That was funny. Remember that now. That was a great Blockbuster video in Coon Rapids. Let me call the Applebee's again. How did we call that last week? Hang on, everybody. Next call tonight's coming right up. Okay, you know what, guys? This isn't going to work tonight. Sorry. I'm not feeling it, and there are too many technical difficulties, and too many assholes, and too much shit, and I'm not going to go through it tonight. I'm not going to put you through it, so I'm going to call it a night. I'm going to end the show. So anybody else who wants to go on, go on. You have my permission. In the meantime, I'd like to thank everybody who was participating today. I'd like to thank everybody who sent in numbers. And yeah. Jupe is, let me give parting shout-outs here. Jupe is asking if are the Monkey Phone Boys allowed to use my stream next week. Sure, go ahead. Sure you can. You can definitely do that. Madman says he's having trouble with the stream because the stream isn't working very well today. For whatever reason, I would like to thank Lonesome Loser for helping out with sending in numbers tonight. I think we had like one or two good prank calls tonight. Didn't get to get into anything that I wanted to, but honestly, it's not working out. Maybe I'll do another show to make up for it, but right now, like I said, I'm going to call it quits for the night. Quit while I'm ahead. Yeah, so thank you for everybody who called in. Thank you for everybody who listened, and we're going to head out. We'll catch you here hopefully next week. I wish I had an answer for you, but apparently I don't. So we'll see what KDK decides is going to happen with me. And his drama, as always, getting in the way.
Who the fuck is this dude? Black, who the fuck is this dude? I don't know. Who the fuck is this dude? I don't know. Really. I just gave it to her today. It didn't interrupt me. Oh, what the fuck you doing? My kid, you're going to treat me. We're going to straight beat your butt, buddy.
I'm going to
beat your butt. Nah, dude. Who the fuck is this?
Oh, God.
Man, you gay, man.
Herbert.
Man, you just don't know who you is, bro.
Who the fuck is this?
You
fucking Herbert.
Yeah,
right,
he scammed me. Oh,
no,
I ain't get my number.
I got your dirty laundry. I got your dirty laundry over here.
Dude, who is it?
Hold on. On my face.
I don't want to ask you what I'm saying. Yeah,
I don't want nobody else in my house. I fucked up on one person out here, and that fucked up for the rest.
Can you stay in your car?
You like listening to me on the phone?
Yeah.
Calling me from block number.
That ain't no block number.
What you need to do is hang up. I don't, but I'm not gonna.
Look, hey, I heard your whole conversation. Don't make me call the police.
What kind of police is?
Yeah, you know what's up. Yeah, it's not you.
I'm fine. Where do I live at?
I'm gonna blackmail you.
Oh, I'm so scared.
Oh, God, turkey ass motherfucker, what are you talking about?
Jive turkey, you bitch.
You didn't hear, boy.
You jive turkey motherfucker.
Who's this, Kazan? What's your name?
Man, you just show me a place, dude. I'm about to come whoop some motherfucker's ass, because I don't even know who the fuck you're talking about.
How much you going to charge you, guys? Pick somebody up over here to tax the app.
Man, this ain't no motherfucking tax card. I'm coming fucking picking somebody up. I'm whooping your goddamn ass.
I kicked their ass, you son of a bitch, and your goddamn mother.
What?
Your mother.
You motherfucking nigga, how you like that, you piece of shit?
I'm not a fucking nigga, son of a bitch.
You nigger motherfucker.
He's probably a nigga, man.
What? Man, I'm a motherfucking fish of private goddamn phone. This is a white man that don't want to hear from no goddamn niggers calling me in the fucking middle of the night.
Listen, boy.
I'll show you a boy with a 12-gauge shotgun, motherfucker.
Listen, Cracker.
Three letters.
Listen here, Cracker.
You got that, Cracker.
Honky.
I sent you some fucking three-letter, motherfuckers.
I'll see you here. I'll see you here. Are you Michael Frazier?
Man, this ain't Michael Frazier, man. This is motherfucking white man.
Y'all need to give it up. We don't give a fuck what y'all niggas want. The life is mine.
And which hotel was that?
Look, let me just ask you real quick. First of all,
I can't talk on this phone line. If you give me the room number and the last name, I can call you.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you! Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
You fuck you, you stupid bitch.
Please enter your name.
Excuse me? Mahalo.
Aloha.
Aloha. Mahalo. How you guys doing, man? I'm staying in Honolulu. I'm from out of town, from the United States. You know what I'm saying?
Hello?
And I like chicken. You out to Tahiti Street?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Can you bring me some chicken?
Oh, I cannot bring you a chicken. We don't have our delivery.
What the fuck? A to the K, yo. A to the KFC.
I know, but we don't have a delivery.
Can you dip a wing in your pocket and run it up to me?
Yeah, but I'm only one over here. I cannot drop a chicken on you.
We would give you a couple $100, though.
Even though, guys.
Wow. Are you ready?
I wish I was the governor.
Just pretend I'm cheating on you, okay? No problem.
Good.
Okay, I'm gonna go. I gotta go.
Please do wash your hands.
Some
kind of license have we, where you have to do this stuff. So this is a very interesting radio you have. Very interesting radio thing if you have that, you know, because like that's it just shows me that you have like nothing going.
No, I got plenty. This is what we do, man. I do this all the time. I get lots of.
This is what you do, like, you know what I mean? Talk stupid.
Yeah.
Really, huh? People actually listen to this shit.
Everybody listens to this shit, man.
No, not everybody, because anybody with a half a brain that I know don't listen.
Anybody with half a brain would listen to this show instead of eating your shitty-ass pizza.
How old are you?
13.
Yeah, fucking right. You sound like you're fucking 18 or 19.
I'm 13, I said.
Yeah, right.
Yes, I was born 13 years ago, last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm hanging up, and you better not call.
Do you have stripes in your underwear?
Do I have what?
Stripes in your underwear.
You are a sick fuck.
Come on, let me talk to your sister, man. Be a pal.
No!
Have you ever seen your sister naked?
No!